House Democrat leaders call for Swalwell to end California gubernatorial campaign over sexual assault allegations. By Elizabeth Weibel on April 10, 2026. House Democrat leadership called for Representative Eric Swalwell, DCA, to end his campaign to be the next governor of California in light of allegations of sexual assault brought against him. House Minority Leader Representative Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, shared a statement from him, House Democratic Caucus Chair Representative Pete Aguilar, DCA, and House Minority Whip Representative Catherine Clark, DMA, in which they described the accusations as being incredibly disturbing. The lawmakers also called for a swift investigation into the accusations. The statement from the lawmakers comes after a woman, who previously worked as a staffer for Swalwell, told the San Francisco Chronicle of two separate incidents in which she was allegedly sexually assaulted by Swalwell. In one incident in September 2019, the woman says that after having drinks with Swalwell and becoming so severely intoxicated that she does not remember the rest of the night, she allegedly ended up waking up naked in Swalwell's hotel bed and could feel the effect of vaginal intercourse. In another instance in April 2024, the woman and Swalwell met for drink, and the woman became so inebriated that she only remembers snippets. The woman says she remembers pushing Swalwell away and telling him, "No." The woman said Swalwell began pursuing her within weeks after she was hired at age 21 to work in the Democrats' district office in Castro Valley in 2019. Swalwell messaged her on Snapchat, she said, sending images of his genitals and seeking nude pictures of her in return. She said Swalwell, who is married and 17 years her senior, tried to kiss her in her car when she drove him home from a donor meeting one night. Driving him to another event weeks later, she said Swalwell pulled out his penis in the car and asked her to perform oral sex on him. She said she did so in a parking lot. In September 2019, the woman said, Swalwell invited her out for drinks and she became so severely intoxicated that she does not remember the rest of the night. She said she woke up naked in Swalwell's hotel bed and could feel the effect of vaginal intercourse. She said Swalwell distanced himself from her afterward and the relationship faded. 5 years later, the woman said, she attended an April 2024 charity gala where Swalwell was honored. The woman, who no longer worked for Swalwell, said they met for drinks afterward, during which she became so inebriated that she only remembers snippets of the night, including pushing Swalwell away and telling him, "No," while he allegedly forced himself on her. Additionally, three other women told CNN about alleged various kinds of sexual misconduct by Swalwell. One woman told the outlet that she ended up extremely drunk inside his hotel room, and that earlier that evening, Swalwell allegedly kissed her and touched her leg without her consent. Following the incredibly disturbing sexual assault accusations against Congressman Eric Swalwell, we call for a swift investigation into these incidents and for the congressman to immediately end his campaign to be California's next governor, the lawmakers said in their statement. This is unacceptable of anyone, certainly not an elected official, and must be taken seriously, the lawmakers added. We commend the courageous women for sharing their experiences. In this and all circumstances, we must ensure that those who come forward with allegations of sexual assault and harassment are heard and respected. In response to the allegations of sexual assault brought against Swalwell, Senators Adam Schiff, DCA, and Ruben Gallego, Diaz, along with Reps. Ted Lieu, DCA, and Jared Moskowitz, DFL, said that they were withdrawing their support for Swalwell's campaign for governor. I have read the San Francisco Chronicle's account and I am deeply distressed by its allegations. Schiff wrote in a post on X, this woman was brave to come forward, and we should take her story seriously. I am withdrawing my endorsement immediately, and believe that he should withdraw from the race. In light of the recent allegations against Representative Eric Swalwell, I am withdrawing my endorsement of his campaign for governor, Lieu wrote in a post. Today's reports about Eric Swalwell's conduct while in office are deeply disturbing, Moskowitz wrote in a post. Sexual violence against women or anyone is unacceptable. Given these serious allegations, I am withdrawing my support.